When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, the Fountain of Truth about Aging. And today we're going to focus on something that actually I have not focused on, and deliberately so. And that is Alzheimer's, and I'll tell you why. Because when it comes to funding, it's probably the prettiest girl in the party. Now, you know that I'm pretty blunt, but I do work with the NIH, and I do work with the NIA. And some people call the NIA the National Institute of Alzheimer's, not the National Institute of Aging. And that's because so much money is poured into this one terrifying, horrifying disease because it costs us so much money. And since it's covered so often, I tend not to cover it myself. But I couldn't help myself this time because we have somebody who's going to shed a completely new light and give us a lot of new hope on the diagnostics, at least, when it comes to Alzheimer's, but also COVID, but also cancers. Because he is Gerald Knisyon. He is the chief executive officer and member of the board of Todos Medical. You'll hear a little bit more about that in a moment. And he has many years, over a decade, of experience in therapeutic and diagnostic development. And I would like you guys to understand the role or the place of diagnostics in chronic diseases like Alzheimer's. Because once we capture that, we pretty much can capture many of the other chronic diseases. So thank you, Gerald, so much for being with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right, so I don't think that people understand. They understand cure, and they understand, let's say, neurological diagnoses of Alzheimer's through symptomology, that sort of thing. But I don't think that they're into actual blood tests for detecting Alzheimer's, cancers, and other diseases. So tell us in general a little bit about what Todos Medical does.
Sure. So Todos Medical is a diagnostics company originally founded in Israel, whose mission it is to bring new tests, blood tests, to market for the early detection of cancer, Alzheimer's, and other immune-related disorders. Basically, as we look at the biology of Alzheimer's, we see it as almost identical to the biology of cancer. The process by which Alzheimer's is formed, in our view, is the same. A cell are pushed, whether through, you know, some trigger, whether it be environment, some virus, bacteria, or something else, at a time when the brain is vulnerable, is pushed into the process of trying to divide. In cancer, all the genes are activated and the cell division process is very efficient and completed and hyper efficient. In Alzheimer's, the process starts and it tries to go through that first set of division. Unfortunately, what happens is it's in the set of cells that are something called postmitotic. So their biology is such that they cannot complete a cell division process. And so instead of forming multiple full cellular infrastructures in the same cell, and then that cell is unable to separate into two cells. And so you end up with, you know, what should be two different cells producing, you know, two different sets of protein. Instead, you have one cell producing that same amount of protein. And you could look at that as the amyloid.
Yes,
the tau,
called the amyloid tangles all the time. Yeah, that's a word that,
right.
That certainly, yeah, everybody who is concerned about Alzheimer's, layman included, they'll always talk about the amyloid tangles or the protein issues.
Right. And so you have, unfortunately, too much payload in a single
cell,
and that the cell becomes dysfunctional, and it starts to improperly fold those proteins and spit them out, and you know, the result the end result is that amyloid and is that tau. It tries to overproduce a protective mechanism, and because of its dysfunctional, is unable to do so properly. And you end up with the amyloid plaques and the tau tangles. So that's our view on Alzheimer's.
Of the process.
And
the process
why we think, you know, Alzheimer's and cancer needs to be developed together.
So now we have in real life, we all know, in fact, we all say it, we've had this senior moment, which, by the way, is one of the most ageist things to say, because pregnant women have senior moments, stressed executives have senior moments. But the fact is that right away we'll say, oh, it's a symptom. And we begin to look at our loved ones who are older. We say, oh, my goodness, they're not the same as they were before. And we always are looking at symptomology, which is very random, very emotional, non-scientific, and so on. And then we generally go to see a neurologist when things seem to get really bad and there's a piece of memory loss. Now, if Todos Medical is successful here, and it's already in labs quite proven, and you can do a simple in vitro, let's say, blood test to discover whether or not this is happening, how early a diagnosis can you bring to the table?
Well, based on, you know, the data and the hypothesis, you know, we're pushing forward very, very early. So it's believed that symptoms for Alzheimer's can start anywhere between 10 and 20 years. The underlying biology that leads to the symptoms associated with Alzheimer's can start anywhere between 10 to 20 years before those symptoms actually manifest. And what we're measuring is a fundamental dysregulation of the immune system that would be there at the beginning. So, you know, much like many other things, there's kind of feedback loops that we think are responsible for continuing to drive disease pathology. And we think that that very much is the case in Alzheimer's. There's a trigger, and then the cascade starts. And then once it starts and you know, malformations are occurring, then there's an immunological reaction that kind of keeps that process going, unfortunately. And it's that immune dysregulation that is what we're measuring. So the idea is we can measure this very, very early.
So it's very interesting, because what I want the public to know, what I want the listeners to know, is that there is a nexus. You know, people think about diagnosis, treatment, maybe cure, and prevention, as if these are four separate things, as if the research that deals with one has nothing to do with the other. Okay, so now we have a diagnosis. Who even wants the diagnosis? Because there's no treatment for it, there's no cure, and no prevention. But what I want to bring out is that what Todos Medical is doing, in combination, other laboratories are doing, what other groups are doing in the other spheres, all relate to each other. It's very much like colon cancer, which we all know if early detected now, we can really do something about. And before, it simply was a killer. So this is what we're looking at today, and this is why I think this is a unique approach. Now, when we come back, Gerald, I want to talk a little bit about your approach to COVID, and I'll tell you why. Although it is not related to Alzheimer's, everybody, don't worry. But the idea that you can start with a pill, basically, and cure faster the disease or prevent death from the disease of COVID is very enlightening, because it shows that there's a great deal of hope in just the diagnostics that you're doing. So you guys, don't go anywhere. We are going to talk a little bit about COVID and go back to Alzheimer's, because there is a relationship, not so much in the body or in these diseases, but in the scientific approach to diagnosing them and eventually treating them. Don't go anywhere.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. You may. may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, cause I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, and I am so excited that I forgot to say hello, hello, hello. The fact is that during our little segments, I get a chance to speak with our guests. And what Gerald Comision said to me, and he is the executive, the chief executive officer and member of the board of Totus Medical. We're talking about diagnostics. We're talking about Alzheimer's. We're talking about early detection. And I ended the segment saying, well, there's a parallel in the way the science is being done, the diagnostics, the research, but there's no connection between COVID, let's say, and Alzheimer's. And during the break, he says, oh, you're wrong. I am so excited to be wrong, because when you've got, and I'm going to be blunt, you know how blunt I am, you've got a lot of money pouring into both of these things, Alzheimer's and COVID. There tends to be breakthroughs where the money goes, period, the end. Take a look at breast cancer. It was a death sentence. It's not. So, in many, many cases. So, tell me, what is that, in a way that a layman could understand it, the connection you see between COVID and maybe its variants and Alzheimer's?
The way to think about Alzheimer's and even cancer, as I mentioned before, is, you know, there's a trigger. Once the trigger is initiated, then a process starts, and then there's a feedback loop. And, you know, obviously the main question is what's the trigger? What can drive it? Oftentimes, there are theories about bacteria and other environmental triggers that can cause Alzheimer's. Now, we're starting to see clear evidence that COVID can in fact be a trigger to start a process of Alzheimer's or cancer, because it initiates an autoimmune pathway where your body starts to attack itself. And when that happens, there are defenses that mount to try and address it. Obviously, the problem is if your immune system is killing your own cells, then, you know, you have a very tough time, which is why people with autoimmune diseases, you know, have a lot of challenges. And the drugs are oftentimes drugs that dampen down the activity of the immune system, which makes them more vulnerable to other diseases.
Yes.
And that's exactly what's happening in COVID and in long COVID. When you get COVID, the data is very clear that the risks of other events downstream are significantly higher, 3x, 4x, 5x times the risk within the 6 to 12 months after you've had a COVID diagnosis. And that's only because they've only been measuring it for, you know, 6 to 12 months.
Sure.
As time goes on, they find that these things last longer. So,
well, I'm a little less excited because it's not good news. Because that's not good news.
It's not good news. So if you're already on your path, well, we're starting. I do think, you know, your earlier comments about, you know, where the money's going could lead to hope. Now that we know COVID is a trigger of neurodegenerative disease, to see more rapid decline, unfortunately, in people who have had COVID than people who didn't. A lot of people are seeing it at the nursing homes, the skilled nursing facilities. People whose parents, you know, were slowly declining are experiencing much faster decline. And so, you know, that's obviously a huge, huge problem. Whereas, you know, before, if it was a 10-year or 15-year decline, it's looking now like it might be a 5 or 7-year decline, which means you're going to have all these people compressed into this high-risk pool of progressing. So with that said, the opportunity, of course, is going to be, okay, now that it's happening faster and a lot of money is going to be poured into this, especially in the area of long COVID, where, you know, people get sick and stay sick for months or even years. Yeah. they often experience something called brain fog. It's not exactly clear what is responsible for the brain fog in everybody, but certainly in some of the cases that they're seeing at autopsy, there's virus still in the brain, and they're seeing that there's a very difficult transfer of oxygen from the blood into the brain tissue. So somewhere along the way in the vascular system, the blood is not being efficiently transferred. And
now,
so
I just want to be clear about this. These tests or these autopsies and what you're talking about, are they particularly virulent in the older population, just as deaths by COVID were, and people already with certain autoimmune diseases? Or are you seeing this right now in the general population? Where's the research on this? Who are the cohorts
in the research? Yeah, the research is pretty general. And it does tend, of course, to be higher in the higher risk groups. And higher risk groups are people with, you know, hyper autoimmune issues. And the corollary is people who have less of an intact immune system as well. Immune compromised or people who are older who just don't mount, you know, a strong immune response. So in all of those, you know, kind of groups, you're finding that there is more damage and more difficulty because the immune system is not normalized. It gets out of whack and it kind of stays a little bit out of whack. So a lot of people you hear who get COVID say, I don't quite feel right. You know, I'm not as sharp as I was. I forget things more often. You know, all the typical signs and symptoms that you would typically get with an earlier Alzheimer's patient, that, you know, very early, right? But as time goes on, you know, this is only 2 years now.
Right,
as time goes on, the expectation, is that it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
And the reason you can look at that is because of other viruses that have had that same effect.
So here's the thing. We have a popular culture right now. We're getting a culture around COVID called the COVID culture. And it is that it's a terrible thing. Nobody wants it, no doubt. But most people feel that if they're not otherwise compromised or they're younger, they'll get over it. I hear many people say, oh, I didn't even know. I took a test and I found out I had COVID. Or my symptoms were so light it was like a head cold. And the new culture is, well, maybe we don't need the masks because after all, if we get it, we'll take one of those pills and we'll be fine. It's not such a big deal. But you're saying something different. You're saying that we really don't know the long-term effects, and so we have to be just as vigilant about it as we were when we were reading the big statistics. And I do know personally, there's a relative, my son, he has to go to France because of work. And he's looking at these statistics, and he's saying the numbers of people are unimaginable now. So we haven't beaten this thing, but we think that we personally may have beaten it because it won't be so terrible. And if that's not the case, we want to know. So I have a few seconds. I do want you to give everybody the website. Although Todos Medical is really for the professional, you have some wonderful information, very easy to understand information, particularly about COVID and how it works and how it could be interfered with. So please give us your website.
Sure. Our website is www.todosmedical, TODOSMEDICAL.com.
And for those of my great Hispanic listeners, you know, Todos, everything. So it's Todos Medical. And we'll be back in just a moment. We're going to talk a little bit more about a dietary supplement. This was not what Gerald wanted to talk about, but you know that I'm very big with regard to prevention. Diagnosis is great, cure is wonderful, treatment is fine, but prevention is golden. We'll be right back.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, an award-winning mature market. I don't even know who's mature anymore, to be honest with you. Not my 70-year-old friends. They're not particularly mature. But okay, they call them the mature market, for lack of a better word. And we are an award winner, this show, because it brings to you information that you probably would never get anywhere else. Because we go boldly to the experts. And sometimes it's filled with jargon, and our experts are not. We're very careful to listen to folks before they get on the air, because they've all been speakers or they have a YouTube, and we know people who can tell you the most complicated science, the most complicated social science, and even things that you wouldn't think is complex can be made complex by the wrong jargon, like how to make a will or what's the best restaurant in Rome. So we love folks like Gerald Commission because he is so forthcoming with regard to a difficult topic, Alzheimer's. Diagnosis of Alzheimer's, connection between COVID, cancers, and Alzheimer's. Interesting, fascinating topics that you need to know about. And so Gerald is the executive director of Todos Medical. We all know that this company by now is looking at diagnostics, but going much further. So what I asked Gerald to do is to unpack two solutions that he has for two very different things. The only thing is the solutions have a name and they're very similar. And I have to get, Gerald, I have to get to your marketing folks. We have to give two separate names to two very different things. But one of them does deal with prevention. Now, what you've been telling us is that there's a real connection between the strength of our immune system and our ability to withstand some of the triggers of Alzheimer's, cancers. They could be environmental triggers. COVID itself could be an Alzheimer's trigger, and many other things. So prevention is key, but we don't know that there is anything to prevent. But you do have a solution that's really a dietary supplement. Everybody knows I'm a great fan of nutraceuticals. Tell us a little bit about that aspect of what Todos Medical is doing.
Sure, sure. So we partnered with a tremendous research scientist by the name of Dr. Dorit Arad, who's been working on coronaviruses for upwards of 25 years. Started with common cold coronaviruses, SARS-1, then MERS, then meningitis, and SARS-2. What all of these have in common is that they use an identical protein called a protease to help them replicate. And this protease is called the 3CL protease. So when a virus takes over your body, you know, it obviously takes over the individual cells in your body. The way it does it is we all know the virus attaches to the ACE2 receptor in TMPRSS2. It gets pulled into the cell. And then one of the first things it does when it gets pulled into the cell, obviously, tries to replicate. When it tries to replicate, it does so by making copies of itself, but those copies are actually strung together and infect other cells. What it also does is it makes proteases, and those proteases basically help the virus, you know, perform its function. And those proteases, the 3CL protease in particular, cuts that string into little pieces and lets those individual virion particles out to go out and infect other cells. So this 3CL protease is the same drug target that Pfizer's drug Paxlovid is going after with their their combination drug with nirmatrelvir and ritonavir. Nirmatrelvir is the protease inhibitor. Ritonavir is what we call the extender. It extends the ability of the protease inhibitor to hang around in the body because it gets metabolized too quickly otherwise.
So I do want to tell everybody to go. Gerald, I want to tell everyone to go on your website, todosmedical.com, and I'll tell you why. They have there it's almost like a little cartoon. The four steps that Gerald just outlined for us as to how COVID works. And it's so accessible. In fact, you just heard him say that the important problem is that the protease must separate in order to become more virulent. And they call it a bus. The protease goes on a bus. So you can see that they're using words and they're using ways of explaining things that really are not just for their investors or for other scientists or for their peers, but for us. And if you really want to know how COVID works, take a look at Todos Medical. It's one of the best I've seen. I've seen cartoons and other kind of explanations, but you really did a great job on that one on your website. So now we're up to understanding how it works and how it could possibly be inhibited. I'll just make it very layman-y. I'll say the spread of this could be inhibited. Now, you're working on that as well. Now we go back to our solutions.
Right. And so that protease is the key. They, in fact, call it the main protease of the virus. So we're working on two different solutions to inhibit it. And then on the drug side, we also are looking at addressing the autoimmune component. So we have two products, Tolovid, which is a dietary supplement, and Tolovir, which is a Rx prescription, in development, not yet on the market. Both products are 3CL protease inhibitors. And the unique aspect of our products versus, say, Pfizer's and others is that we actually target the catalytic, what they call the receptor binding domain, the catalytic active site that is immutable and has not mutated in 30-plus years with these different coronaviruses versus the spike protein that the vaccines and other antibodies go after that mutates, you know, constantly.
Right.
And that's the reason why, you know, the vaccines are not as effective as they used to be. So Tolovid is a supplement. We don't make any claims with respect to diagnosis, treatment, prevention, or cure, but we do make the claim that it is a 3CL protease immune support supplement because it inhibits the protease and it has some strong anti-inflammatory components to it to further help the body recover. So that protease inhibitor, we look at it. It can be used along the spectrum at any time point from beginning, you know, before to all the way, you know, later on if you have it. We don't make any claims because we haven't done the studies to support the dosing. With that said, if you come in contact with the virus, you would want to have an inhibitor of the virus in your system because then the virus would have a much more difficult time multiplying and spreading to other cells and other parts of your body.
Yeah.
And the same is true, of course, before, during, and then given the whole long COVID discussion, after, because sometimes you have lingering virus that continues to multiply, and that's where people get long COVID from.
Yeah. So what we see here, and this I've done this many times, so we don't have to do it between us, but there's the whole world of I call dietary supplements, even enhanced foods, nutraceuticals, that are treated totally differently by the FDA than prescription or Rx drugs. And the difference here is, of course, with an Rx drug, it could take a lifetime to get it through approval. Others, like a nutraceutical, like what Gerald is talking about, is not making claims. It's very much like a category of vitamins, which can and cannot make claims, but the FDA regulations are very different. And they're faster to the market. They're more available to us, but they're different in their testing. And most important, they're different in their coverage. Because if you have a prescription, it's probably covered by Medicare. If you have a nutraceutical, it's definitely not. And we are creating a lot of haves and have-nots of health. Because to the extent that you're right, Gerald, and what Todos Diagnosis Medical has created, you can have people who have a stronger immune system and those who have a weaker immune system just because they can't afford to buy what you're offering. And I have to say that that's a very big platform here, Generation Bold. It is really important that we try to get these solutions available to everyone. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about that, if you don't mind. I mean, you are somebody who's been an executive in this field for a very long time. And the idea of who gets and who does not get what you come up with is really important, and it must be on your mind quite a bit. When we come back, we'll be talking about that. I call it longevity equity or longevity equality, and a company like Todos Medical that's creating breakthroughs is right in the center of those issues. Don't you guys go anywhere.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit. I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da, da 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 da. You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit. 'Cause I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da da.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the fountain of truth, the fountain of truth about aging. We will send to you incredible information on free webinars all over the world. I'm participating in one July 11th, which will be about ageism, and it's coming from the UK. And honestly, it's one of the most advanced panels on ageism. So if you are interested in these kinds of topics, or your own health, even your own beauty, we just participated in a webinar yesterday that had to do with sagging facial skin. All you need to do is let me know that you're interested and that you're there. How do you do that? You go to my website, which is Adrienne Berg, A-D-R-I-A-N-E-B-E-R-G, .com. And you can go to Ask Adrienne or contact Adrienne. Give us your email address, and you will be on our information list. So that's adrienneberg.com. Now, as we round up our discussion today about Todos Medical, and it's a diagnostic company, it's a breakthrough company, it's working on Alzheimer's, it's working on COVID. It has explained already to many through their wonderful website, todosmedical.com, the connection between the two and cancers. I want to go back to the executive director of Todos Medical, and his name is Gerald Comision. And one of the things, Gerald, that you've been wanting all program to talk about is the importance of diagnostics and the light, the unfortunate light that has been shed on it because of COVID, preventing many people from getting diagnosis or even going to a doctor for a couple of years. So explain to us how you see diagnosis as a centerpiece to health.
Sure. Well, in a post-COVID world, we know that diagnostics are critical because COVID has turned out to initiate so many different biological processes that the body, unfortunately, because their immune systems are damaged, can't stop. And so the only way that we have to be able to address that is to try and find those processes that were started as early as possible. So if COVID initiated an Alzheimer's process or initiated a cancer process in a, you know, otherwise what would have been a healthy 45 or 50-year-old person, we want to be testing those people earlier and more often because the chances are that the disease is progressing faster than it otherwise would have or started sooner than it otherwise would have. So just the whole risk profile and how we've been thinking about things before COVID obviously needs to change because we have the data in hand that is already showing us that after a COVID infection, you have a much greater risk of things going wrong sooner. So
we do know that early detection works. It makes a difference. Even in cases like Alzheimer's, when some simple things like nutrition and exercise can make a difference, we ought to know. Although it's controversial, many people will say, I'd rather not know. But generally, they're not listening to my show, Gerald, so it's okay. The people who don't wear the masks or don't want to know generally are not listening to this. But with regard to all that, I still have to get back to my pet peeve. With the importance of the diagnostics, with the importance of some of your breakthroughs like immune system dietary supplements, and I know that you're working now on the RX with the IR, the Tolivir, for the same type of prescription drug that would be covered for people that are in a hospital or diagnosed with COVID, not just prevention. But there's a money issue, particularly for those things that are preventative. Do you struggle with that at all? I mean, Todos Medical is not an insurer, but it must impact in your thinking, even in investors' thinking, when they put money into a process, research, a drug, or a device.
Yeah, no, we know it's a big issue, and in fact, we actually dropped our prices over 50% in April when we put out the first couple of case studies of the use of Tolivid in the treatment of helping with long COVID. We identified that many long COVID patients were interested in using Tolivid, but they'd been out of work or unable, you know, to participate financially for so long, or had been spending their available capital on other supplements that they didn't have the resources to be able to get access to Tolivid, which historically, when we first launched it, was really targeted more at people, you know, who had COVID actively or were trying to prevent it. So once we saw that and we dropped the price, that obviously increased access. And then we created packages because it became clear that if you have long COVID, you need to take Tolivid for a longer period of time to get the desired outcomes. You know, people would start to see improvement at 5 days, and they'd need to take it for 10 days or 15 days to really get gains. And then to maintain their gains, they could drop the dosing down, but still they needed, you know, to continue to purchase. So that's something that we've struggled with, and we're trying to manage through it. But the real solution to that is scale. Once we can scale it and get it out to a much larger section of the population, then obviously we can drop pricing, because we'll be able to, you know, be able to push pressure down on our pricing because we have, you know, a lot of demand for it. So it's one of those growing pains that small companies have to go through to get to the scale. But what I can say is we increased access greatly with the drop in price. And the key thing is now we have so much more data, and we know so much more about how people are using Tolivid. We're now working with several long COVID clinics who are giving it out to their patients and seeing which other products or drugs in combination with Tolivid are leading to the best outcomes. We really think that we're advancing the research for long COVID substantially. And definitely, we know that our customers, you know, the overwhelming majority of our customers are really happy that they're taking it. They're getting their lives back.
Yeah. Well, I think that that's remarkable. And one of the things that you did mention was the importance of diagnostics. And one of the reasons that early diagnosis is important is whatever breakthroughs there are in, let's say, specifically Alzheimer's, but I'll say the chronic diseases of aging, they are not curative, but they are symptom reducing. And there are people actually have Alzheimer's, and you'd never know it, and they don't know it, and they'll never know it because there's no symptomology. So it's in some diseases, reducing symptoms can be as effective as cure. And Alzheimer's happens to be one of them. So early diagnosis is very important. So let's finish with this. There's a whole world of biomarkers out there, Gerald, where people with the money to get them are learning the status of their aging. They'll tell you how well you're doing with your vascular system, as you mentioned, your lungs, your immune system. And that is a sense of early diagnosis for the purpose of preventing problems, not curing problems. So I can. Do you feel that what Todos Medical is doing is part of that too? Will you be part of that biomarker culture?
Absolutely. That we think that's paramount. You know, the idea that, you know, symptoms aren't important obviously doesn't make sense. Symptoms are the only thing the patient cares about, and what the family cares about. And if you can delay, extend, reduce the decline of the symptoms, then you can give people fuller life and fuller functional life for a longer period of time. So, you know, we believe that almost every disease can be impacted at some point, and the earlier the point, the higher the likelihood you'll be able to impact it, and the better chance you have of finding something that can impact it, because a drug, a therapy may work early, but it won't work.
Yes.
And so, you know, it's all about diagnosis in our view.
Wonderful. So I thank you so much. This has been an intriguing conversation, hopeful and scary at the same time, like a good book. But I think that's what's unfolding before us in this very particular time in our history. Thank you, Gerald. And for everybody else, you know what I'm going to say? Get out there, kids, and make it happen.
I'm inappropriate.